Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, well, you may be planning a holiday road trip coming up in the next few weeks, and if so, you want to make sure that you're ready to hit that open road. Some of us are going to be maybe traveling cross state or even further, and if that's the case, you know, whether you're the one driving or maybe the one sitting in the passenger seat, you want to make sure you got the right tech in your car, and that could be a big game changer for your holiday road trip. Joining us right now, the executive editor at Auto Trader, Brian Moody. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
There is so much technology available in cars that, you know, even if your car is 3 or 4 years old, you'd be surprised, I think, to see what newer models have. And some of this is just standard, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of things that you can get as standard equipment, much of it related to safety, but not all. And we actually found at Auto Trader that the average life or the average age of a used car that's on the road right now is more than 11 years old. So think about how much the technology has changed from 2009 to 2020. That's a big jump.
Yeah, absolutely, indeed. By the way, are we expecting to see a lot of people hit the road this holiday season?
I think more people are going to hit the road this holiday season versus travel. In fact, Cox Automotive, which is the parent company of Auto Trader, did a survey and found that 86% of adults said that they were planning to take a road trip either by car or RV this holiday season. So that's something to keep in mind. If you're planning a road trip, you might want to leave early because it seems like a lot of people have the same idea, which is, I got to get out of here, but I got to do it safe.
Yeah, absolutely. So plan accordingly, indeed. What is your top travel tip for roadsters this holiday season?
Make sure you have a way to charge up your devices, whether it's your kids, you know, little mini game consoles, or whether it's your smartphone, whatever it is, make sure that you have those. What I always tell people is leave the charging cable for your phone in the car. Like, have one in the home. Have one in the car. Don't take it back and forth because inevitably you're going to leave it someplace. Just spend the extra money. They're not that much. Leave it in the car. And I would even invest for a road trip in one of these little battery backups. It's like about the size of a glasses case. It's a lithium battery you plug into your home, charge it up overnight, take it with you. It holds its charge for many days. And in case you run into trouble and your car battery dies, you can still charge up your phone. And I would always leave my phone charged in the car, even if it's 100%, still leave it charged or plugged in because you just don't know when you're going to need it.
Yeah, that's good advice. You mentioned all the new tech that's available in new cars. You can upgrade some of that technology in an older car too, can't you?
You can. That's exactly right. So one of the things, one of my favorite features is this feature called Apple CarPlay. What that does is it mirrors your phone, your smartphone's features and icons up on the touchscreen of your car. And if your car doesn't have that feature, you can buy a stereo head unit. You know, people used to go buy aftermarket stereos all the time. Well, that's still kind of a business, and you can get one that has Apple CarPlay integrated into it. There's also a version for Android Auto, which is, if you're an Android user, it does the same exact thing. Uses your maps, your text, your phone. You can just say out loud, hey, call home, and it will do that for you, and you can send and receive text messages, you can use Waze, you can use Spotify, you can use a lot of these features that you've come to rely on in your everyday life, and you can do it in your car, and it works even if you have a rental car. If that rental car has Apple CarPlay, your phone plugs right in, and done, you're just ready to go.
Oh, that is cool. We're talking with Brian Moody from Auto Trader. What are some of the things that we should be looking for if we're upgrading to a new vehicle? Maybe we want to get it in time for that Thanksgiving or Christmas road trip that we're going to take.
Right. There's a lot of comfort and convenience features that are available, even on lightly used cars. So say used cars that are 2 or 3 years old, you can find things like heated seats. Of course, heated back seats, that's now a thing, too. You can have heated rear seats. Adaptive cruise control, that's one that I like for road trips because it's like regular cruise control, but it automatically monitors the traffic, and it will match your car's speed to the speed of the car ahead, so you'll never get too close, you'll never be too far. If you have your cruise control set to 70 and the car ahead of you is going 60, it will automatically slow down, match that car's speed at a safe distance, and then when the car moves out of the way, it will take you back up to 70 or whatever your set speed was. Some of them even bring the car all the way to a stop, and then we'll start back up again if you encounter heavy traffic. So that's one. I think that's really game-changing in terms of road trips. Also, you might want to look for features that are driver assist features, like Nissan has ProPilot, Cadillac has this thing called Super Cruise, Volvo has something called Pilot Assist that basically helps you make steering the car a little easier, keeps you within your lane, that kind of thing. Those are all things to look for if you're upgrading your car to a new car or even just a couple of year old used car.
Technology aside, Brian, what are some of those things that we ought to make sure that our car is ready for when we talk about maybe taking a longer trip this holiday season?
Right, so do all the regular stuff. Check the oil, check the coolant, check the window washer fluid. People often overlook that one. Check the tire pressure. That can be a safety issue. If the tire pressure is off in even one tire by a little, it can really affect the way your car handles. But here's a thing to keep in mind. If some people I know haven't been commuting to work, they've been working from home lately. If your car has just been sitting and you haven't been driving it regularly, and that's been months that it's been sitting, I would go take it to a mechanic and just say, hey, can you just check this out for me and make sure everything's okay? If you've been driving it regularly, starting it up, going to short trips to the store, you'll probably be fine, but still check the fluids, check the tire pressure, all that kind of stuff.
That is really good advice. Where else can we go for more information, Brian?
Yeah, you can go to autotrader.com. There's lots of great information on not just road trips, but buying and selling your car if you want to do that, reviews, videos, and tips on how to get the best deal and even monthly incentives if you want to look that up.
All right, we will check it out. Brian, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.